Let's continue in our talks from 2 Kings by reading 2 Kings chapter 11. We'll read the whole chapter. In this chapter, we have the removal of wicked Queen Athaliah from the throne of Judah and the coronation of 7-year-old King Joash. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds, of the bodyguards and the escorts, and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The 2 contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in." So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and the temple. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and they made him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king, standing by a pillar according to custom. And the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. And Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" Then Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, "Take her outside under guard and slay with the sword whoever follows her." For the priests had said, "Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance to the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with a sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. Well, first of all, some background notes to help us understand the teaching of this portion of God's word, 2 Kings 11. Queen Athaliah was the daughter of Queen Jezebel. Like mother, like daughter. They were both wicked. Athaliah had married King Joram or Jehoram of Judah. Their son was King Ahaziah of Judah. He was killed by King Jehu of the northern kingdom of Israel. We read about that in 2 Kings chapter 9. When Athaliah saw that her son, King Ahaziah, was dead, and that he had no living brothers, she quickly seized the throne for herself. We read in verse 1 that in order to secure the throne, she killed off all the royal heirs. That means she murdered her own grandchildren. She was a heartless, wicked woman. But we see in verse 2 that a sister of King Ahaziah named Jehosheba rescued a one-year-old son of King Ahaziah. His name was Joash, or Jehoash. He's known as both Joash and Jehoash. We learn from 2 Chronicles chapter 22 that Jehosheba was married to the high priest at that time. We see here that his name was Jehoiada. They took little Joash and hid him for 6 years in their apartment in the temple complex where they lived. In the 7th year, Jehoiada planned and organized a military coup to remove wicked Queen Athaliah. She had wrongfully usurped the throne. It was time to install the rightful king, Joash. The plan called for the coronation of 7-year-old King Joash to take place in the temple area. It would take place on a Sabbath, when a lot of the loyalists would be gathered at the temple for worship. And it would take place at the time of the changing of the royal guard to avoid suspicion. Everything went according to plan. We read in verse 12 that Joash was brought out of hiding and crowned the rightful king. He was given a copy of the testimony, that is, the scriptures. All the people clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Well, when Athaliah heard all the cheering, she came up to the temple area from her nearby palace. And when she realized what was happening, she cries out, "Treason! Treason!" She was actually the one that was guilty of treason. Athaliah was seized by the loyal military commanders and killed outside the temple area. Then, under the direction of Jehoiada the priest, the people renewed their covenant commitment to the Lord and to the house of David. The people then tore down the temple of Baal that Athaliah had erected in Jerusalem, and they removed the pagan priest of Baal. Now remember, this is in Jerusalem. The purge of Baal worship by Elijah in 1 Kings 18, and then by Jehu in 2 Kings 10, remember, that was up in the northern kingdom of Israel. This is down in Jerusalem. So as little King Joash, only 7 years old, began his reign there in Jerusalem, there was peace and revival in Judah. Well, so much for our background notes. Let's move on to our doctrinal points, or teaching points from 2 Kings 11. Doctrinal point number one. Satan tried to destroy the messianic line through the bloodbath of a wicked woman. Satan tried to destroy the messianic line through the bloodbath of a wicked woman. When wicked Queen Athaliah murdered all of the royal offspring in that terrible bloodbath where she killed her own grandchildren, she was a willing pawn in Satan's master plan to try and wipe out the messianic line. Satan knew that the Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah and be in the line of David. If Athaliah had been successful and been able to destroy all the royal offspring, the Davidic throne line would have ended. The line of David would have been cut off. God's promise to David would have been unfulfilled. It looked like Satan was about to succeed in cutting off the messianic line. But there was no way this could happen, because God promised David in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16, "And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever." 2 Samuel 7, 16. And so Athaliah's plans were thwarted. One-year-old Joash was preserved alive. The messianic promise through the line of David was still standing. So in all the human drama of 2 Kings 11, we see the doctrinal point that Satan tried to destroy the messianic line through the bloodbath of a wicked woman. We also see another important doctrinal point in the drama of this chapter. Doctrinal point number 2. God preserved the messianic line through the compassion of a godly woman. God preserved the messianic line through the compassion of a godly woman. That's our second doctrinal or teaching point from this chapter. We read in verse 2, but, this is one of the great buts of Scripture, but Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, and they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. It looked like Satan was about to destroy the Messianic line, but God preserved the Messianic line through the compassion of a godly woman. Praise the Lord for Jehosheba. This godly woman was in the right place at the right time. You think this was all by chance? Of course not. God had placed her there to preserve the Messianic line. And she just happened to be married to Jehoiada, a godly high priest loyal to the house of David. Together they protected little Joash and taught him the ways of the Lord. They prepared him for the day when he would become one of the good kings of Judah. Satan tried to destroy the Messianic line through the bloodbath of Athaliah, but God preserved the Messianic line through the compassion of Jehosheba. Well, that brings us to our practical application from this chapter. Let us be loyal to the true king. Practical application. Let us be loyal to the true king. King Joash is a picture or type of Christ in certain respects. The whole time that wicked Queen Athaliah was on the throne, the true king was hidden in the house of the Lord. In the same way, our Lord Jesus is the true king. But right now, he is hidden in the house of the Lord in heaven, waiting to be revealed to this world when he returns. In the meantime, Satan is the ruler of this world. Satan has already been judged at the cross of Christ, but until his final and eternal consignment to hell, Satan is still the god of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Are we loyal to the true king? As Jehosheba and Jehoiada and others were loyal to Joash, the true heir to the throne of David, so let us be loyal to the true king, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, he is hidden in heaven. But as the true son of David, he will be revealed when he returns, and he will rule this world. And just as peace and quiet returned to Jerusalem when King Joash began his reign, note verse 20 once again, so there will be peace and quiet when Christ returns and sets up his kingdom on earth. Do you see the picture? Are we loyal to the true king now? It may not be easy. The godly in that day risked their lives to be loyal to the line of David. To be loyal to Christ today may be costly. You can't always be politically correct, for example. It may cost you a promotion in your career. It may cost you a better grade in some course you're taking. You know, recently in Israel, we met a Christian man who has suffered quite a bit for being loyal to Christ. Because he's Jewish, he's ostracized by many in Israel, including some of his own relatives. His business and livelihood have suffered greatly because he is loyal to Christ. But he remains loyal to the true king. What about us? Let us be loyal to the true king.